poll, 66% of Americans say we're in a recession or worse. By Hannah Blow on July 29, 2022. Half of Americans agree the U.S. economy is in a recession, despite the Biden administration's dismissal. A recent Suffolk University/USA Today survey found. The survey asked respondents to indicate where they believe the state of the U.S. economy lies. Half, or 50.40%, agree that the U.S. is in an economic recession, compared to 18.30% who believe the economy is in a state of stagnation. Another 15.90% believe the U.S. is experiencing a depression. Less than 10%, 9.20%, say the U.S. economy is in a state of recovery. The survey coincides with Thursday's economic report, which found U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, shrinking 0.9% in the second quarter of the year. That marks two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth, a reality many consider to indicate a recession. The economy contracted by 1.6% in the first quarter. Many Americans consider two straight quarters of recession to be the marker of a recession. Economists, however, rely on the determination of the National Bureau of Economic Research, NBER, to say when a recession starts. NBER has a more complex and subjective definition of recessions and typically does not declare a recession until several months after it has begun. The Biden administration, however, is denying the commonly held belief of what comprises a recession, prompting mockery from critics. Further, the survey found that, as a result of 41-year high inflation, Americans have had to cut back on everyday habits in order to make it in Biden's America. Over half, 58.40%, said they now go out to eat less often, 45.30% said they have had to cut back on groceries, 48% are driving less, and 45.40% have had to postpone or cancel vacation or travel plans.